WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News.
Suspects arrested. I'm Elliot Francis. U.S. intelligence officials say newly identified evidence proves Russian hackers broke into the email accounts of the Democratic and Republican national committees, possibly intending to alter November's election. Detail from correspondent Jim Schutto.
We're told by multiple officials that there are digital fingerprints in the code, in effect, of these hacks. One example being the use of Cyrillic keyboards. Cyrillic being, of course, the Russian alphabet, something that you would use there and not here.
Eight people are under arrest in connection with the nightclub massacre in Istanbul that killed more than two dozen people. ISIS now calling it the first major terrorist attack of 2017. Ian Lee reports.
Those eight people detained, they're being interrogated to try to find out if they have any link to this deadly attack. The police also saying they have a picture of him, they have his fingerprints, and so they're going to use that information trying to not only find him, but try to figure out if there was anyone helping him.
Authorities say 39 people were killed. I'm Elliot Francis. Officials will have to wait until first light to determine the full extent of damage from severe weather overnight in the south. Detail from meteorologist John Trout.
In Rehoboth, Alabama, the storm system cost four people their lives when a tree fell on their mobile home. In Houston County, emergency officials have told residents to stay inside and wait until morning to assess the damage. The National Weather Service had issued watches and warnings for the area. The potential for tornadoes extended from southwest Georgia into the Florida Panhandle overnight. I'm meteorologist John Trout.
House Republicans have voted to dismantle the Independent Office of Government Ethics. Monday's 119-74 vote would put the office under the control of the House Ethics Committee. That's run by lawmakers. The full House is set to vote on the change later today. Meanwhile, House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi says Republicans who promised to drain the swamp have made ethics their first casualty. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A Howard County Council member wants to make his county a safe haven for illegal immigrants.
Councilman Calvin Ball wants to make Howard a sanctuary county, telling the Larry O'Connor Show it's not up to local police to do the job of the federal government.
If ICE is going through the process of trying to deport people, ICE should do the job.
Okay, but if they're asking for cooperation from local law enforcement authorities, you're saying no.
Well, it depends on what that cooperation looks like, but I don't think we should be doing their job.
Ball acknowledges illegal immigrants are breaking the law, but says they should feel safe knowing their neighbors won't just turn them in. His bill is being introduced today. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
As the 115th Congress gets down to business today, healthcare is expected to be a major issue. Political scientist Dr. Stephen Farnsworth.
The challenge is to figure out a way to adjust Obamacare in ways that are consistent with what Republicans have said, but do not create a kind of powerful backlash that would make Republicans wish they hadn't started messing with health care.
And he says a key will be finding a way to fix Obamacare without busting the budget. A Prince George's County man has been charged with DUI and aggravated involuntary manslaughter after a fatal wreck in southwest Virginia over the weekend. It happened early New Year's morning in Russell County, Virginia. State police say 41-year-old Dale Donalds of Berwyn Heights was driving his pickup truck on the wrong side of the road when he smashed head-on into another car, killing that car's 21-year-old driver. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,763, the NASDAQ at 53.83. Sports, the Wizards can't hold an early lead and they lose to the Houston Rockets. College basketball, AU wins, Navy loses. NHL, the Caps host Toronto tonight. WMAL News Time 5:04, up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
For many couples, the last sound they hear after saying goodnight is... Studies indicate that sleep apnea affects as many as 25 million people. It is a stressful, dangerous, and lonely condition that robs people of the rest they need and couples of the closeness they love. If you've been diagnosed with sleep apnea, have tried CPAP, and don't get benefit from it, there is another option. Visit InspireSleep.com right now. You'll learn about Inspire, a revolutionary FDA-approved implantable device for sleep apnea. Inspire is completely patient-controlled with the sleep remote. It delivers mild stimulation through the night to keep your airway open so you can finally get the deep, restorative sleep you need. And your partner can come back to bed. The future of sleep therapy is here. Go to InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's InspireSleep.com, giving you the freedom to sleep like everyone else.
505 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Around the Beltway, Maryland, we've had two incidents in the past 30 minutes, but onto the shoulder. But be careful, please, between, looks like 270 in College Park, outer loop, just as you pass the exit for 270 before you get to Old Georgetown Road on the shoulder, and the inner loop right after Georgia Avenue on your way toward Colesville Road. For 270, off to a good start, no problems. Heading into town, if you're pushing across any of our bridges, Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, 14th Street Bridge, and Anacostia Crossings, nice and quiet. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Day of Tuesday now, if you are heading back to work or school, the rain's in the forecast. That'll come rolling in this morning, and occasional rain this afternoon, 47. Showers end early tonight, then clearing, 45. Tomorrow, a few passing clouds with sunshine, a gusty west-northwesterly wind, 53. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Springfield, 43 in Beltsville, and 43 degrees in Washington. Four people are dead after a tree fell on a home in a tornado in Alabama. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 5:06 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It is Tuesday morning. This is Get Back to Work Day. You've had some time off over the holidays. It's time to go back and start making the donuts. And by the way, I like mine with chocolate on it. Coming up this morning at 7:05, Representative Scott Taylor. He's a new member of the 115th Congress, which gets sworn in today. 7:35, Montgomery County School Board President Michael Durso on a talk again of changing the hours for students in Montgomery County. Yeah, this debate may be coming to your school district as well. At 8:05, Joe Concha with The Hill to talk about the debut last night of Celebrity Apprentice. And then at 8:15, former mayor, current council member Vincent Gray will join us. That'll be very interesting. And at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson, and we're again happy to have with us Mary Walter filling in here on the show this morning. Good morning to you, Mary.
Well, good morning. How are you this morning?
It remains to be seen, but so far I'm feeling good. I have coffee and I slept well, so it's a good start.
I was going to say, you look like you got a good night's sleep. I, on the other hand, look like something the cat dragged in.
No, you look great.
What did I say to you this morning? You look like you got a lot of sleep last night.
I did. I got way too much sleep, actually. It's weird.
There's no such thing. It doesn't exist.
Well, let's get started on our first topic for this morning. Here is the consigliere of the Obama administration, Valerie Jarrett. Listen to this.
The president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself. But that's not because he's being someone other than who he is. That's because that's who he is. That's who they are. And I think that's what really resonates with the American people.
See, we're going to start with the low-hanging fruit this morning. let's get started on our new year here. You heard her say, go to cut number two if we hear that the president hasn't had any scandal. And in fact,
the president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself.
Do you agree with that assessment by Valerie Jarrett? Or can you think of a thing or two that might well fall into the area of scandal or embarrassment for this administration? Let's set the record straight, because apparently they're living in la-la land over there. They have no clue. They're just unself-aware on every level on this particular issue. 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Well, I mean, look, I mean, you can, the list is as long as my arm, and Mary, as I'm fond of saying, I have very long arms.
May I point out here, Brian, just one quick thing? Can we just for further conversation, just note that there is the difference between a scandal and embarrassing himself?
Yeah, those are two different things. Yes. And I think we can find evidence of both if we look hard enough. Get on the line right now, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. Let me start with Benghazi, which is an embarrassment which is tied to his administration. And much of this was laid at the feet of Hillary Clinton, but guess what? Hillary Clinton was his Secretary of State. Here's the question that I have yet to have an answer to, and it's been asked time and time and time again. Where was the president that night? What was he doing? Why can't we get a timeline on the president's movement that particular night? We know that the day after that 9/11 attack on our embassy there in Benghazi, our diplomatic facility, we know that the president thought the most important thing that he should do was get on a plane and go to Las Vegas and raise funds for his campaign and for Democrats. Mm-hmm. And you know what? That wasn't the thing he should have been doing that day. We don't know where he was. We don't know what he was doing. And the question has been asked. There is another reporter who has made a request for the pictures that were made that night. Where was the photographer? Where was the photographer? What was he documenting? What was done that night? Where are the pictures? And those pictures, although they belong to the American people and not to the Obama administration, have never been made public. So there's one right off the bat that I can come up without even hardly breaking a sweat. Let's talk about Benghazi. That was an embarrassment at the very least, and I think really when we finally get the whole story, we'll find that it was also something of a scandal. But what do you think? 888-630-9625 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I would also like to point out in the embarrassing section, the time, remember when he threw out the first pitch? That awful, he was wearing the mom jeans. That's embarrassing. That was just embarrassing. The bicycle riding with the helmet, that was embarrassing. There are some other embarrassing things. And as far as, I was embarrassed. Do you remember after the journalist, I forget what his name was beheaded and Obama came out and said, not even five minutes on, oh, we're so sorry to hear this and we're going to get these people and walked away because he wasn't at the White House. He was on a golf course somewhere when he gave this little speech and he walked away and he was playing golf with some professional ball player. And he high-fives the guy, and he gets in the golf cart and drives away. Now, that may not have been embarrassing to him, was embarrassing to me as an American. I thought that was just so classless, and he couldn't delay his tea time 30 minutes till the press was gone. And then go out and play his golf. That to me was embarrassing to me. But there are so many. Now, here's the thing. They may not be attached to him, these quote unquote scandals, but there are some that we know have been attached to him, just never recognized by the administration.
Yeah, well, there is that. Bo Bergdahl, there's one that comes to mind. What about the email scandal that we have laid at the feet mostly of Hillary Clinton? But let's be honest about it. Barack Obama at first said there was no he didn't know anything about the email server at all. Yet we find later there was evidence that indeed he was emailing her on a regular basis using a fake name. So,
right. That's the one I was talking about.
There's a scandal there. There you have it. Everywhere you look, you find, and certainly a number of embarrassments, things that left many Americans shaking their head and obviously saying after 8 years they were ready for a change. 888-630-9625. Phone lines are open. What do you think? Roger in Bethesda, start us off. You're on with Brian. And this morning, it's Mary Walter.
Hi, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
For a president who believes in a classless society, he instead gave us a classless presidency. But on the point of the scandal, there are two parts to it. There's one, the act itself is a scandalous, and then the second part is it's being reported as such and investigated. To the extent you can say, and you can't really say, there are no scandals, what he did would have been major scandals in any other administration, pretty much. Maybe not another Democrat, but the reason she might say something like that is because the media was never serious in reporting it.
That's very true. The media was very complicit in covering anything, and they didn't do their job as investigators and to keep the administration honest, and that's what the media is supposed to do. Under this media, we never would have known about Watergate under Nixon.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Well, the president, Valerie Jarrett says, this president is proud that there have been no scandals. When the president is asked to talk about scandals, he always calls them
Phony scandals?
Phony scandals. That's what they are. They're phony scandals. So what do you think? The president, are there things that he should be embarrassed about? Are there things that, you, in your mind, reach the level of quote-unquote scandal? Valerie Jarrett says that's not the case. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Right now, 5:15, time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is, it's Jamie Witten who's back in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hello, Jamie. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and we're back at it. So let's see how we're off to a pretty quiet start. So we'll have a lot more cars out this morning. And despite the wet pavement, we're doing okay around the Beltway through Annandale, Tyson, 66, quiet right now out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Over the 14th Street Bridge off the 395 looks good. Now, for the Maryland Beltway, we did have two accidents from last hour, still on the shoulder, not causing much of a delay, but keep alert between College Park and 270, outer loop just after the exit for 270, that was on the right shoulder, and the inner loop right near George Avenue, that was on the shoulder as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, rain today, maybe another half inch. Rain showers this evening, but it will start to clear overnight. Low overnight will be 45. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking about mostly clear and 53. Tomorrow really looks like the best day of the bunch, because then tomorrow night it starts to get cold. An overnight low of 29. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, temperatures in the mid to upper 30s. Currently in the nation's capital, 43, looking for a high today of only 47, so we're almost where we're going to be all day long. It's 5:17 on WMAL. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter filling in this morning, and Valerie Jarrett over at the White House says the president, well, he's a proud fellow as he wraps up his administration.
The president prides himself on the fact that his administration hasn't had a scandal and that he hasn't done anything to embarrass himself. But that's not because he's being someone other than who he is. That's because that's who he is. That's who they are.
Well,
and I think that's what really resonates with the American
people. He says there's no scandal. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Do you have a different opinion about that? The phone lines are open at 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. Let's go to Michael in Upper Marlboro. Michael, good morning. You're on with Brian and Mary this morning.
How you doing today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
You
know,
when they went to England, I'm not even going to bring up the point of his wife molesting the Queen when you're not supposed to touch the Queen. But when they were having that formal dinner, and they started playing God Save the Queen, and Barack Obama broke into one of his speeches during God Save the Queen, and the Queen had to grab his arm and get him to stop. He didn't know he wasn't supposed to be talking. It's on the internet. I pulled it
up.
Yeah,
no, I remember that little moment. You're right. I mean, they're, you know, look, that's a diplomatic snafu. I'm going to say, look, I'm not sure I would have done any better in a
yes,
situation.
Yes, you would have. Yes, you would. You would know better. Stop it.
I don't know. Maybe I would have. Maybe I wouldn't have. But I'm not going to put that in the level of scandal. But I do remember that story, and it was sort of a little bit embarrassing.
But it is embarrassing.
It is. How about Dan and Harper's Ferry? Good morning, Dan. You're up next with Brian and Mary.
Good morning. I just wanted to say, when you're a shameless and corrupt person and you practice lying, there's not too much that embarrasses you. So, I mean,
it's a good point.
Yeah. What you're saying is they may not recognize it as embarrassing because they really don't understand what it is to be embarrassed. They don't understand that there were embarrassing things. Yeah.
Well, not that they don't understand it, but they're not embarrassed by it.
Yeah.
Because, that's the corrupt person that practices lies and deceit, not too much embarrasses that kind of person, because they're an honest person. What an honest person might be embarrassed about, they don't get embarrassed about.
All right, thank you for that.
That's
Dan.
Good point.
Greatly
yeah.
appreciate it. How about Mike in Springfield? Mike, you're up next. What do you think? Can you think of a few things that might fall into the category of embarrassment or scandal in this administration?
I can think of a few. Let's try Benghazi. Let's try the IRS. Let's try Fast and Furious. Just to name a few. I mean, really, she needs a reality check. She honestly needs a reality check.
Yeah, but wait, I'm going to play devil's advocate with you, Michael, because a liberal, Obama supporter will say, there was never any allegation of wrongdoing in any of that. No one was charged with anything. And there was nothing to see here. No one was charged with anything. There was no allegation of wrongdoing.
Yeah.
How could anyone be charged with anything when the Democrats were in power at the time, and anything we tried to do to even move something forward on any of the particular issues just got stonewalled left and right?
Yeah.
Or freedom for information requests. Well, basically ignored for 2 years.
You have a good point.
Michael's clearly a racist.
Is that no?
Yes.
Well, he's right about the FOIA request. That's the thing that bothers me most is, documents that are developed and things that happen within the government don't belong to the president. Uh-huh. They belong to the people. And we have the right to information about what our government is doing. And that's the whole idea behind these FOIA laws, which they have routinely, abused and ignored. I mean, Cheryl Atkinson has got like these amazing FOIA requests that have been pending forever. She can't even get a copy of her own FBI file, which she suspects will show that she's been investigated by the Obama administration from time to time. And she can't get a copy of it. Now, it's her own file. Every American is entitled to look at his or her own file, unless you're Cheryl Atkinson and there's something embarrassing that they don't want to put in there. Remember this scandal? I mean, this was one that started very early in the Obama administration. Let's go to cut number two, if I could, Mike McKay. This is Lois Lerner. Remember this woman and the things that she said about an investigation into groups that perhaps had a different political persuasion than that of the Democrats?
I have not done anything wrong. I have not broken any laws. I have not violated any IRS rules or regulations, and I have not provided false information to this or any other congressional committee.
And that went on and on and on and on, and basically they played it out for time. How about very quickly, Santos in Arlington? You're on with Brian and Mary this morning. What do you think, Santos?
Oh, yes, sir. I can think of several. One of them that was ongoing was the VA administration, and no one was really held accountable over the last few years. The next one you may recall is Solyndra.
Solyndra. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's one. Good there's one. A blast from the past.
I was just going to say that.
And finally, spending $80 to $90 million on repeated holidays and vacations that came from your pocket and my pocket, and all the while they were sniveling like rats eating 400-pound onions, blaming everything on the last administration.
All right. Well, listen, thank you for that very graphic visual image you left us there with, Santos. Listen, Valerie Jarrett says, hey, no scandal, nothing to be embarrassed about here. What say you? We'll take your calls on the line. Those are open at 888-630-9625. It is now 5:23 on WMAL.
Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000, $20,000, even $30,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-7111. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-7111. That's 1-800-700-7111.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit-selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
It is 525 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 66, a little bit busy here for coming out of Manassas and Centerville. Yep, all of a sudden, that's because of the crash that just happened. And I'm watching fire truck and ambulance just come up to the scene of the accident. Looks like they're going to be along the right side. So I'm seeing three left lanes get by. 66 east, right before 28 in Centerville. So slowly on the approach right now as crews get this sorted out on the wet pavement. To note, everyone be cautious as you do head out and about this morning. No problems early on 270, but the volume, we're coming back to work. So 270 as you head south out of Frederick down toward the Monocacy, a bit of that stop and go. Good around the Beltway between 270 and College Park. Now earlier incidents out of the travel lanes. Northbound 301, right as you come up toward 50 to John Hanson Highway. That's where we have a crash. Blocks one lane at 197. Just a little bit of volume. Stick with it. It costs just a few extra minutes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain coming in with low pressure coming out of the southeast. Rain is likely today. We'll see the rain pick up as we go through this morning into the afternoon. 47. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees, only heading up to about 47 today. We're talking about the Obama administration, and the president says, well, you know, when it comes to scandal, when it comes to corruption.
Not even mass corruption, not even a smidgen of corruption. Okay.
Yeah, I remember when he said that, and Valerie Jarrett just said, look, there's nothing to be embarrassed about in this administration. There has been no scandal. Listen, I think you might have a different opinion about that. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WML. Very quickly, here's one that the president perhaps has forgotten about. Perhaps the biggest lie of his administration.
If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah, that turned out to be a little embarrassing for him.
But is it a scandal?
It's embarrassing at the very least.
Okay, that's true.
How about Les in Waldorf? You're on with Brian and Mary Walter this morning. What do you say, Les?
Well, first embarrassing would be that he continually whines and cries about Fox News. Drives me nuts. And then I guess the scandal would be, I don't know how it isn't a bigger scandal, is this secret Iranian exchange of money.
Mm-hmm. The plane full of cash, right? You're absolutely right about that. And that one, I think, is going to come back to haunt us. It is now 528 on WMAL.
Are you retired or soon will be? Is your will up to date? Don't want to leave a mess for your family to clean up? I'm Attorney Mike Collins, the guy who sends you those invitations to my estate planning seminar. I'll teach you how to save taxes, avoid probate, protect your heirs from lawsuits, bankruptcy, even the divorce court. Keep your money and your family with our innovative Reservoir Trust. Watch the mail for your invitation. Tuition's free when you register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-500-9082.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-500-9082. That's 1-800-500-9082.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
Well, your United States Congress returns today, and they begin the 115th Congress. What's on tap? What should be their priority? We'll take your calls. 888-630-9625. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital. Let's get some news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The newly elected Congress gets sworn in today.
House Republicans coming back this week may have their own infighting to worry about as an obstacle to GOP progress with the Trump administration. That is, how much of a conservative revolution to bring about versus what might pass in the Senate or what might not mesh with the new president's goals. In the Senate, however, Democrats won two more seats, giving the GOP a two-seat majority, well short of 60 votes required to pass major legislation. Some of the Republican senators who've been most critical of Donald Trump could hold huge sway, trying to win 60 votes for the big stuff. Immediately, the Senate will dive into the hornet's nest that is the alleged hacking by Russia to influence the presidential election. Bob Costantini, Washington.
Officials will be out at daybreak in Alabama determining the full extent of the damage from severe weather overnight.
In Rehoboth, Alabama, the storm system cost four people their lives when a tree fell on their mobile home. The National Weather Service had issued watches and warnings for the area. The potential for tornadoes extended from southwest Georgia into the Florida panhandle overnight.
Meteorologist John Trout. A Prince George's County man is in jail in southwest Virginia, charged with causing a fatal car wreck in the early hours of New Year's Day. Virginia State Police say 41-year-old Dale Donalds of Berwyn Heights was driving on the wrong side of the road when his pickup truck smashed in head into a car. He's now been charged with driving under the influence and aggravated involuntary manslaughter. D.C. police are looking for clues after the discovery of an abandoned U-Haul truck full of ATMs. They're now comparing notes with Prince George's County Police, where there have been five recent thefts of ATMs. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 19,763, the NASDAQ at 5,383. Sports, the Wizards lose in Houston. College ball, AU wins, Navy loses. Hockey, the Caps host the Maple Leafs tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. And, well, it's time. Time for me to get on a plan. You know, I'm 6'1". At my highest a couple of months ago, I was almost 250 pounds. I need a plan. This is going to be the last year that losing weight will be on my New Year's resolutions. I joined EMP 180 Weight Loss. I did my research. I vetted them. I sat down with them and I talked. They talked. I listened. They listened. EMP 180 Weight Loss weighed me in, did my body composition. EMP 180 Weight Loss is short for Empower. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP 180 Weight Loss. If you have weight to lose, I'm urging you to do what I'm doing. Call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Get it on your calendar and start the biggest change of your life today. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com. Change your life, mind, habits, and health. EMP180weightloss.com or call 703-992-0620 to schedule your consultation today.
This is Elaine Mick, owner of Cabinet Discounters. For years, I've been proudly telling people about the quality products we offer and about the talented and experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters who are ready to help you create that dream kitchen, bath, family room, or home office. But this time, I'd like you to hear what one of our customers has to say.
When I first heard of Cabinet Discounters, just the name itself kind of implied to me that they would look discounted. But once I walked into the showroom, I was really impressed with the selection and the quality of the cabinets. Working with Cabinet Discounters was very easy. In fact, I've used them again because I knew I could count on them to provide quality work.
Get a free consultation with an experienced designer. Call 1-800-THE-DREAM or visit CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. Let me tell you why you need to pick up the phone and call my friends, real estate agents Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is on fire, selling homes all over the D.C. area. Check this out. Ralph and Pam from Fairfax needed to sell their home fast, and they needed it to be hassle-free. They called Debbie and Sarah. Here's what they did. They immediately had 8 buyers through the house and got the home sold fast. The Reynolds Team have an exclusive system that has over 5,500 ready home buyers looking to buy right now. This is how they sell homes 3 times faster and for 6% more money than the average agent. The Reynolds are so confident they can sell your home that if the home doesn't sell, they'll buy it at a price acceptable to both of you. Guaranteed. If you want your home sold fast and for top dollar, call Debbie and Sarah direct at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's 844-344-SOLD or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, we knew it wouldn't take long until we got busy this morning. Everyone getting back at it, back to work, and we have some of that wet pavement and drizzle out there, so be careful. Accidents already. DC 295, if you're coming northbound, right north of the Suitland Parkway as you approach the exit for the 11th Street Bridge for the crash. So 295 northbound, quick delays are starting to form. Southbound 295, looks like your lanes are open in that stretch, and you're pretty much up at speed for now. On 66 in Centerville, the accident still with fire and rescue units at the scene, blocks the right lane. So 66 eastbound, right at 28 Centerville, stay to the far left, or I should say, looks like they are allowing 3 lanes to the left to get by the crash. Nonetheless, very slow. And on 270, it's been about the volume coming out of Frederick through Urbana, now Hyattstown. So off and on through that stretch, slowdowns. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting off with a damp week here as the rain comes on in, 47 degrees. Slow travel, especially as we go through midday and this afternoon. Rain showers early tonight. Will fall to 45 as the sky clears. Tomorrow, milder. 53, a few passing clouds with sunshine, but a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 43 in Arlington, 39 in Gaithersburg, 43 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Hey, it's 5:37, and we're back in the saddle here at WMAL. Now after the vacation is over, and now that your holidays are through, and it's time to get back to work, we're up and around with you at 7:05 this morning. He's a brand new spanking member, or a spanking brand new member. Just be careful there. Representative Scott Taylor of Virginia will join us at 7:05 as the 115th Congress kicks off its new session. At 7:35, they're talking about messing with the hour of students again in Montgomery County. Michael Durso, the school board president, will join us, and that may be coming to a school board near you. 8:05, Joe Concha with The Hill will talk about a Celebrity Apprentice, which returned with Arnold at the helm. 8:15, former mayor, current councilman Vincent Gray, and at 8:35, Larry Kudlow. Busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Filling in today very ably is our friend Mary Walter. Thanks again for joining us, Mary.
I'm here at not only for you and Heather, but the coffee is amazing.
Yes, that's right. We take good care of our people. We have great coffee here.
You do.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Well, that's right. The 115th Congress will gavel in at some point today. And, Mary, I just have to, when I hear 115th Congress, and by saying this, I'm revealing something about how long I've been working in this town. When I first came to town in 1986 and started covering, I think it was the 98th Congress.
Wow.
I started covering Capitol Hill during the 98th Congress, and now we're up to the 115th Congress. Terms last 2 years, figure it out, folks. I've been here way too long. So anyway, they come in today. I've seen a lot of people come and go in this town, I'm telling you.
There's so much I just could have said, and I want you to know, out of respect, I didn't say them.
That you're learning. You're learning. Listen, they're coming back in today, and they got a lot of things on their agenda. Do you have any ideas of what should be their top priorities? Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WML. If you were the Speaker of the House, for example, and the gavel fell today, what would be the first thing you would do? I'd love to hear your opinion about that. Here's what we expect to happen today. Speaker Ryan will become, again, the Speaker of the House. That'll be official. And then there are two bills which are pending, and I like this idea a whole lot. One is called the Midnight Rules Act, which is rolls back a lot of things that the administration will be trying to do in the very last minutes of their administration. And then there is something called the RAINS Act. Now listen to what this stands for. Regulations of the Executive in Need of Scrutiny. And this basically says, you know, look, if a president puts in a rule in place, Congress ought to have a say about whether or not it agrees with the implementation. In other words, Congress passes a law, and then the administration gets to write the rule, right? And so what they want there is the ability to say, once you write that rule, it's in place for 90 days while we review it, and if we like it, then if we don't take any action, then it goes forward. If we dislike it and we can get the votes for it, then we will overturn your rule and say go back and rewrite it. This is an idea that I think is overdue, because I think in our government system of government right now, we have a situation where the executive has too much power, and the legislative branch of Congress has lost some of that power over the years because of the strong executive and the actions of the executives over years. And I think this is something that will sort of balance it up, whether or not, I don't know whether or not I can stand constitutional scrutiny. That's way above my pay grade, but I do think it's time to try to balance that out a little bit, and this seems to be something that is aimed at doing that. So those are the first two things that they're going to do there, and then there'll be a non-binding resolution, we are told, that will disapprove of the December 23rd vote of the UN Security Council. It doesn't mean anything, but it certainly expresses the sense of Congress that they did not like the way that vote went, and they certainly did not like the fact that the U.S. abstained in that vote and allowed the measure to go forward to the detriment of our friends in Israel. So those are the things that we think are going to be done in short order as the 115th Congress comes into session. But what would you do right off the bat? What would be your top priority? What do you think, Mary?
My top priority would be to see pretty much most members of the Obama administration in handcuffs. But of course, I dream big, you know. So, but you know what I like about the RAINS Act is, first of all, I was going to say this when you were talking about this, I've always been puzzled how the president can make a rule, but it carries the weight of law.
Yeah, you're right about it.
So that has always been puzzling to me, and I always thought that anything like that had to go through Congress, and I blame especially the Republicans in the last 8 years for not stopping Obama with his executive orders that are carrying the rule of law.
Well, you know, they have, but it has to go through the courts, and it's taken so long. And I think you're right. I think this RAINS Act would then say, okay, you get to write the rule, but then we get to say whether or not we agree with the way you have written that rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In other words, you can't
implement a rule that is against the sense of Congress and what Congress intended when it wrote the law.
And they're doing this when we have a president of their own party. And I respect that. And if the Democrats had done this under Obama, I would say I respect it. Because I think it takes, they're basically saying we are reigning in the power of our own city, of a president of our own party. And that to me is something we haven't seen in a while. I like it. I think it's a really good rule or law that if they pass it, I think it will work for both sides. It will benefit and it will be a detriment to both sides. I like it. It's a nonpartisan bill.
Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democrats, the minority leader of the House, expected to return to that seat today, is saying to Republicans, hey, listen, if you want to redo Obamacare, which is one of the things we think may happen as soon as Donald Trump gets into office, they're going to start working on that. She says, if you break it, you own it.
Mm-hmm.
But remember, this was the same person who told us way back when,
but we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
That's right.
Away from the fog of the controversy.
From the fog of the
fog of the controversy, Nancy.
Yes.
You know, really, it is sort of, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss on Capitol Hill. Nancy Pelosi, she'll be the minority leader of the House. Speaker Ryan will be returned to that seat over in the Senate. No changes. Well, I guess there's a change to the Democrat side as Chuck Schumer now replaces Harry Reid. But largely, you know, these are old familiar faces, not expected to see too much changes on Capitol Hill. By the way, again, at 7:05 this morning, Representative Scott Taylor, he's a newly minted, perhaps that's a better phrase, newly minted member of Congress who gets sworn in today. We'll talk to him at 7:05. It is now 5:44 on WMAL.
Ascent Audiology specializes in helping patients with hearing loss and tinnitus, which is ringing in the ears. Hi, I'm Dr. Ann Sola, Chief Audiologist at Ascent Audiology. We're staffed with expert hearing doctors, have 7 metro locations, and have over 1,000 five-star reviews. Meet Jane, one of our patients.
My original hearing devices I hated. They itched, they fell out, the batteries were driving me crazy because they were so teeny tiny and hard to deal with. But the new ones, oh my God, they are fantastic. They open up a whole new world. Just everything sounds beautiful. Go to Ascent Audiology.
Right now, we're offering a limited time special with hearing aids starting at $995. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700. Schedule your free consultation. Visit Ascent Audiology at hearingaiddoctors.com or call 800-811-8700.
It's 5:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, a little extra time needed already through Manassas into Centerville. Accident activity still has the right lane blocked. Now, I just watched the fire truck leave the scene of the crash, so at least some change for the better, but we still have that right lane blocked. 66 East, right as you come up to 28 in Centerville. For 95, just been about the volume forming through Stafford and Aquia, again in Woodbridge. Let's go in through town, DC 295. It looks like they've reopened all the travel lanes. Northbound 295 at the 11th Street Bridge. Pace is getting a little bit better, just to be cautious there. We'll go 270 southbound out of Frederick down toward Urbana and Hyattstown with the heavy volume already. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting off with a damp week here as the rain comes on in, 47 degrees. Slow travel, especially as we go through midday and this afternoon. Rain showers early tonight. Will fall to 45 as the sky clears. Tomorrow, milder, 53, a few passing clouds with sunshine, but a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is just wet and nasty out there, a temperature of 43 degrees. It's 5:47 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian Wilson, Mary Walter in the house today. As we continue Mornings in the Mall in 2017, and it's time to get back to work, everybody. Listen, we've been talking about the 115th Congress gaveling in today. Let's keep a close eye on exactly what's going on with that outgoing president. You know, 17 days, I guess it is. Look at my calendar. 17 days, we'll have a new president sworn in at noon on the 20th of January. But that doesn't mean that Barack Obama is going to be still and quiet in the last few days. He is going to give his farewell address, we're told, to the nation on January 10th, 10 days before his administration ends, and he's going to do it in Chicago.
Why Chicago?
Well, it's his hometown. It's where, remember when he was elected, he opened up his administration with a big speech in Chicago. I think he wants to wrap it up there. But, I mean, boy, talk about, you know, a poster boy for failed policies of the Democratic Party. I would say Chicago is it.
Well, that's part of my puzzlement. But the other part of my puzzlement is whenever he goes home for vacation, he never goes to Chicago.
I know.
He goes to Hawaii. He never goes to Chicago.
Yeah, I think he's going to have, I think when it's all said and done, he's going to have a place in Hawaii. They still have a home in Chicago. He's going to have a place here in D.C. Lord knows all the places he's going to have,
He's going to have a place, which I find interesting, in Hawaii. Considering global warming and how the islands are going to go under. Yeah. I'm shocked that he would buy something on an island somewhere, considering it will be worthless in just like a year.
Well, remember, he said when in his administration, he would stop the rising of the seas.
You're the seas.
Meanwhile, when you talk about Chicago, you can't help but mention how dangerous it is to live there. And the murder rate is just through the roof. Get this. There were 485 homicides in 2015. In 2016, that number went up dramatically. I'm trying to find the exact number.
It went up 57%.
762 murders in 2016, and a total of 4,331 shooting victims in Chicago in 2016. And I'm wondering. This is not the poster child. Chicago is not the poster child for, you know, successful inner cities.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, and by the way, I happened to see this statistic come by yesterday. In the District of Columbia, not the worst year they've had in a long time, but a very deadly year in the District of Columbia. 137 murders for the year 2016. 137 people lost their lives in the District of Columbia in shooting incidents around the District of Columbia. So here we have it in Chicago, though. It's just out of control. However, I did see another story yesterday which said that even though Chicago has an incredibly high murder rate, per capita, it's not the most dangerous place to live. Per capita,
really?
Place, St. Louis, New Orleans, there's one other I can't remember off the top of my head, where it's actually the per capita murder rate is much higher in those cities than it is in Chicago. But still, when you talk about 762 murders and almost 4,400 shooting victims, that's an embarrassment.
Well, that is absolutely an embarrassment. But and don't take this the wrong way, but what went through my head when you were talking about the number of shooting victims, you know, not people who were killed, but people who were injured in these shootings, something like 4,000 was the number.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this ties in with other things, and don't, I know people are going to jump on me for being cold, but what does that do to healthcare? Because you've got to figure that a lot of those shooting victims, not all, but probably a lot of those shooting victims are on the poorer side, don't have any kind of health insurance. So these are people that we're talking about that come into the emergency rooms that rack up thousands and thousands of dollars in bills.
Oh, yeah.
And not trying to reduce it to a numbers game, but that is the other part of the equation that you have to look at, is what is the cost, not only in human life, but of the costs associated with it, around it, that cost taxpayers nationally because of this craziness that's going on in Chicago that Rahm Emanuel's done absolutely nothing about.
Yeah.
Absolutely nothing. I mean, maybe he should try banning guns.
I happen to remember was the chief of staff in the Obama administration. He goes to Chicago and he said, we're going to get things cleaned up in Chicago. It's only gotten worse there. And it's, I think, a testament. Let's just go ahead and say this. It's a testament to the fact that restrictive gun laws do not reduce crime.
Oh,
because
no,
in a situation like Chicago, you don't get crime reduced simply because you have restricted gun laws. It means that the honest people are obeying the law and they're not carrying. And the only people who are carrying and doing and creating mayhem in a city like that are those who are dishonest people who are carrying the guns illegally. So it's not the laws that need to be changed. What you need to do is even up the playing field so that when when you go out, you got to wonder, is that a good guy with a gun or is that a bad guy with a gun?
I like that idea.
Evens it up, doesn't it?
Yes,
552
it
on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Here's El Rushbo.
One of the leading voices of a global warming hoax is Michael Mann, director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State. So naturally, Mann was invited to speak to Democrat platform drafting committee. He told the Democrats his head has been buried in climate change models because he's looking for the signal of man-made global warming. But what he said next is incredible. These tools that we've spent years developing increasingly are unnecessary. Now, why does he think these computer climate models are unnecessary? Well, get this. He says it's, quote, because we can see climate change, the impacts of climate change now, playing out in real time on our TV screens in the 24-hour news cycle. So who needs data? He can see climate change on TV. Global warming doomsayers have spent mountains of taxpayer dollars building these computer model tools that have been proved wrong over and over, yet the hoaxers are never held accountable for the hoax. They have continued to manipulate data to perpetuate this hysteria. So now they want to get rid of their flawed data altogether and just rely on TV. for evidence. Something else is on tap as Democrats draft their platform. They want those who disagree with their global warming theories prosecuted. An inquisition like in the Middle Ages. Democrats claim they're all about science, but they and their junk science are just total frauds.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a sure winner. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180. Free bottles for limited time, so call now. 800-992-9180. That's 800-992-9180.
It is 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we need to get ready for the morning commute because everybody getting back to work, and we have the wet pavement in some areas, a little bit of drizzle as well. 66 still the hot spot, 66 eastbound at 28 Centerville for the crash along the right side. Very slow through Manassas to this point. Onto the Beltway through Annandale and Tysons, though, much better. It looks great. No problems to report except for the volume forming. 95, 395, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown with the stop and go. DC 295 improving. Northbound crash at the 11th Street Bridge cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Starting off with a damp week here as the rain comes on in, 47 degrees. Slow travel, especially as we go through midday and this afternoon. Rain showers early tonight. Will fall to 45 as the sky clears. Tomorrow, milder. 53, a few passing clouds with sunshine, but a gusty wind. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 41 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Staples.
Are you resolved to get organized this year? Staples has low prices on everything your business needs to be organized, like banker's boxes, file folders, storage bins, and right now, 18-gallon plastic totes are just $3. Ends 1-7 while supplies last. Staples, make more happen.
Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and I'd like to take this moment to thank you for making 2016 our best year ever. You've heard me on this station for over a decade, and there's a reason we're the number one Christian-owned mortgage lender in the area. It's our unwavering commitment to using our Christian values to serve our community. With the Fed recently raising interest rates again, you may not understand how this impacts you, but I do. Listen, we're not going to tease you into giving you money back by raising your interest rate like some of those other companies. Rates are going up. You have to get pre-approved now. Whether you're a first-time homebuyer, looking to take cash out or eliminate your PMI, together, let's make 2017 your best year ever. Call us now at 202-625-1221. That's 202-625-1221. Or visit our website, cornerstonefirst.com.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone right now. Because if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll qualify to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. To try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 nights, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-300-9209. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. If you have a CPAP device, you already have the prescription needed for Transcend. So don't wait. Guarantee your 10-night in-home trial by being one of the first 100 people to call 1-800-300-9209. That's 1-800-300-9209.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a man over 40 who can't stay in shape, it's not your fault.
Your body has less free testosterone, and that can put any guy in a slump, even a Hall of Fame slugger like Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
After I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's stamina product, powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424.
Thanks to Nugenix, I'm really getting after it again.
With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. Get your complimentary bottle by texting GET to 42424. That's G-E-T to 42424.
Well, should we follow in the example of France, who has passed a law that says you have the right to disconnect from your work email at the end of the work day? Also, have you heard about this interview that Sean Hannity has conducted with Julian Assange? Raising a few eyebrows this morning. We'll give you all the details coming up in the next hour. 6 o'clock, time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station.